Hey, it's Tax Quips time from TaxMama.com. Today, Tax Mama hears from Taylor in the Tax Quips forum with a common dilemma. My clients just moved back from Australia. They don't have any credit established in the USA. I recommended that Mom purchase the home with the mortgage loan in her name only. She can add the kids to the title. The kids can make mortgage payments from day one. But somebody told Mom there'll be tax implications if she buys the home and takes out the mortgage in her name. But she won't be living in it, and she won't use it as a rental. Does she still have to complete Schedule E and so forth? Well, Taylor, it's not so much about Mom having tax implications as it is about making it possible for the children to take the mortgage deduction. Clearly, from your description, they will be the beneficial owners. I would arrange to have a solid paperwork trail to ensure they could deduct the mortgage interest. Otherwise, no one will be able to. So once the purchase is completed, an attorney can draw up proper loan documents between Mom and the kids. The loan can be for the same amount as the loan Mom has obligated herself for. It can show the same payment amount that Mom must make. It can even say that the payments may be made to a third party on her behalf, the third party being Mom's mortgage company. Getting that paperwork and trail will make it possible for the young couple to deduct the mortgage payment, but Mom will pick up interest income and the same amount of interest expense. If Mom is already itemizing deductions, this will break even. If not, Mom will have some taxes to pay. Have someone review the numbers. It would really be so much easier if Mom could just add them to the loan in the first place. As to title, Mom can either transfer the title immediately, which I never recommend, as long as she's on the hook for the mortgage, or the attorney can draw up a land contract and sell the house for a dollar more than she paid for it. The land contract doesn't cause title to pass until the last payment is made. In fact, looking at a sample land contract, this seems to be all you need. It's both a loan document and an intention to transfer title. You won't need a separate loan document. What if they do this? Well, then whoever told Mom she has tax implications is right. Mom will have rental income. The payments the kids make to the mortgage company plus their property tax payments to report on Schedule E. She'll be able to deduct the interest expense, property tax, and depreciation, so she will get a little tax benefit. She can put the property into her will for the children, and they can inherit it from her when she dies. Meanwhile, the children won't get an interest deduction, and they don't build up any of their own credit. Anyway, there are a number of ways to handle this, but I like my first suggestion best for all concerned. Please get some legal help to do this properly. And remember, you can find answers to all kinds of questions about mortgage interest and other tax issues free. Where else? At TaxMama.com.